Side Hustle Side Hustle Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of affiliate and network marketing, social media agency building, growth, strategies, hacks, and more. Our guests include gurus from the industry that have made and lost millions, built companies from scratch, and that have exited for multiple eight figures. Check us out at www.sidehustlesidehustle.com. Fasten your seatbelts because this podcast is going to be a thrill ride filled with insights from the best. Here is your Side Hustle, Side Hustle host from MrTaxes.ca, Robert Stone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Side Hustle, Side Hustle podcast. And if there was ever a side hustler, it's Kendra Cartier from Kelowna. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing so good. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's great. We have a lot of side hustlers coming on, people that are making big, big, big bucks, people that are, you know, quitting their jobs, going out and doing what they love. Some of them, you know, we give advice on the accounting side, whether or not somebody should quit their job, whether or not they're making enough money yet on the side hustle. So those are things we can help with. But more importantly, what you can help with is show somebody, you know, I would say predominantly females in your industry, but, you know, I'm sure there's males involved. You can tell us all about that later. So tell us a little bit about Kendra. Where did you grow up? How did you, you know, when you got out of high school, what did you do? Did you, go to university? Did you start a side hustle right away? Let's hear about it.
Yeah. So I grew up here in Kelowna, British Columbia. I wasn't born here, but this is where I grew up. So definitely say I'm from Kelowna. Right out of high school, I knew exactly what I wanted to do in university. I honestly didn't come from a family that went to education, post-secondary education, but I had this vision for myself that I wanted to help people. So from a very young age, I was like, I want to go into psychology. Like that stuff is cool to me, helping people. I didn't really know where I wanted to go with the psychology, but I knew that's what I wanted to take, the types of courses I wanted in university. However, something pulled on my heartstrings as soon as I graduated in 2010 that I wasn't ready to go to university yet. So I actually packed up my life, threw it in storage, moved across the world. I literally just took a map and I was like, what's the farthest place from Kelowna I could get? And I landed in Australia. So a fresh graduated 18-year-old girl got on a plane, one-way ticket to Australia. No idea what I was going to do there. But
one-way ticket?
Yeah, one-way ticket.
Because you couldn't afford the return ticket or you made a decision?
I made a decision. I like knew I was already accepted into university. I deferred my university acceptance. And I was like, I don't know if I'm even going to come back for university, but let's just see where this takes me. I landed in Australia and I actually ended up becoming a teacher assistant. I volunteered for a year there and traveled the country. So I did what every young 18-year-old would do. And I partied hard and I backpacked that country. But it was such a great experience. And after the year, I was truthfully ready to come home and get into university. So I took myself through university. I did an undergraduate degree in Bachelor of Arts, major in psychology, minor in sociology. I did exactly what society tells us to do. Go get that degree, go get that job that looks great on paper. You get a pension, you get benefits, you're secure, you know what you're going to make each paycheck. And I went and did that, even though that wasn't really what I was guided to do with my family. But I felt like it was like the stamp of approval and I needed to do that. So I did it. I got out of university in 4.5 years. And basically what I landed was a whole lot of debt. And I'm sure you guys see that a lot. I ended up getting my dream career in mental health and substance use, but it wasn't enough. So I was working three jobs. So I was working in mental health. I was serving at a restaurant after my day job. And then I was bartending at a nightclub on the weekends and at night. So I was full on and so exhausted, still not making ends meet with those huge school debts.
Three jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember just like getting off work some nights, scrolling through social media as we do, wondering like, what is my life? I got my dream job. I went to school and did what society tells us to do. I have that degree hanging on my wall, but this freaking sucks, honestly. So I found other people on social media doing other things, social selling, and it spiked my interest, but like most of us, I was too scared to reach out and ask, what is this all about? So I actually asked a friend, I was like, how do you enjoy the protein that you are consuming? Because I knew she did the business that I am in, but I was too scared to ask about the business. So I just asked about the products instead. And that was my ticket in to Arbonne, is actually who I have the side hustle with, which is now my full-time gig, which is a health and wellness company that I have been with for 4 years now.
So 4 years. So you told us how you got into it. A lot of people have that line in the sand, like Need Norte Engman says. He's a co-host on our podcast for some shows, and he said there's a defining moment with everybody. Do you remember exactly when that defining moment was?
Yeah, I came home. I think it was actually a Friday night, and it was after a serving shift. I had worked 8 hours, so I went through the lunch rush. I went through the dinner rush, and I was exhausted. It was a summer day. I was told, as a server, you have to wear high heels. You have to be in this little dress that's super uncomfortable. I was running at the restaurant, being treated like I was an object because I was this female that was serving people whatever they wanted. And I got home and I was just exhausted, and I knew I had bills to pay. I needed groceries, and I'm also the primary caregiver to my mom, and I knew she needed groceries. And I got home from work and I was like, did I make enough tips to pay for groceries for both of us? Or do I need to make a decision for either I eat or she eats? And that was a common thing that I had to decide. And that night I remember being like, I can't live like this anymore, because I always chose to feed my mom over myself. So it was at that breaking point. I was sitting on my bedroom floor, literally in tears, scrolling social media. And I was like, I'm just going to send this message.
So you got the message off, and the rest is history. So they say,
yeah.
I had that defining moment also. It was seeing the movie Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Seeing Will Smith, you know, put everything on hold to pursue something to make a better life for himself. And a lot of people feel that. A lot of people don't understand that a JOB is an acronym for just over broke. You know, there you are working three jobs. But what a lot of people don't realize is the more you work, the more tax you pay as an employee. And there are benefits, self-employed benefits or tax-saving benefits to doing what you're doing. So how does somebody get involved with Arbonne or get involved with working with you directly? Yes. Either as a client or as a partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that a lot of people look at me and they're like, I could never do what you do, and completely write themselves off. I had that story in my head when I started too. Like, I can't do that. No way. But first thing I say to everybody is, we're doing it all the time anyways. How many of you got in a Starbucks cup and lifted it and been like, this is my Starbucks red cup or whatever? You're social selling already. So first thing I like to tell everyone is, if it piques your interest, you can do this. So the first thing is just send the message. Message me. Majority of my business is done through social media, either Facebook or Instagram. Slide into my DMs and just say, hey, I'm interested in what you're doing, whether it's through the products or the business. A lot of my consultants start with the products, because of course you want to know what you're selling. You want to love it. You want to be a product of the product. There's other people that are like, I just need to make fast cash immediately. Sign me up for the business as a consultant and let's just get rolling. Either way, send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or if you prefer to email, people email as well, but just getting that conversation going. And from there, we can get you started. We have an amazing onboarding system for consultants. And if you're a client, then you get just as much love as all my consultants do.
That's awesome. So if people are looking to get a hold of Kendra, then her links are going to be in the comment section below. It's a little bit of a bio, a little bit of background that you can read up on. So now that somebody gets a hold of you, they decide, well, you know what, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to become a millionaire. It doesn't happen the first week, does it?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, I think the first, we like to say there's a 90-day cycle. So I think a lot of people have this huge, like, I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to do this. I'm going to earn all this money. And the first week they get nothing. No traction whatsoever. And it can be debilitating. It can be hard on your mindset. And a big part of this industry is mindset and self-development and growth. And if you're willing to grow through that and do a full 90-day cycle, that is where you're going to see the magic, and you're going to start seeing that income start flooding into your bank account.
You get what you put into it. My old boxing coach used to say that. He used to say, it's always better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
The old boxing saying.
Yeah,
but it's true. If it's like that in any business, you hear about that on social media, all the agencies and people that are on Instagram, et cetera, saying you have to post content, you have to post something to give, free advice, tips, tricks, those types of things. So a lot of people want to give, but how do you transition from the job over to, at what point you made the jump right away, but some people can't afford to leave their full-time job. At what point do you think somebody should make that transition? Or let me put it this way. Can you tell when somebody's going to make it in your industry? Is there a tipping point?
Yeah, I think with Arbonne, there is four levels of management. So it's a very easy to understand compensation plan. And we always say when you get to the third out of fourth level of management, which is regional vice president, that's where you earn like the life-changing money. With that said, people have quit their jobs prior to hitting that level of management. And for anybody tuning in and watching, you can see all of these earnings at earnings.arbonne.com to see what's typical, because I'm not just throwing these numbers out there. But usually when you get to the third out of four levels of management, people are like, okay, like I've made it, we're good. I don't need to work all these hours. For me, because I had three jobs, I quit one at a time. I didn't quit all of them at once. I was like, okay, I'm earning however much money it was, I feel like I can step away from this job because my Arbonne income has replaced that income. And every time I made a little bit more month after month, I was like, gain more and more confidence. Like, this is it. I can earn this money every single month. I believe in myself. I have a really strong vision. I'm going to quit the next job. To this day, I still hold one job. It's a casual job because honestly, I love to get out of the house and network still. I do still love the mental health work, but I love being able that I get to choose when I work. So with Arbonne, you don't necessarily need to quit all other avenues of income. I think it's important to diversify your income. And I think you could speak on that as well. But there is definitely a point where you're like, okay, I feel confident and comfortable that I can leave my other careers if that's what you want.
We see a lot of people make that transition because we work with a lot of network marketing companies, affiliate marketers, agencies, and a lot of people leave and they never go back, even though they're earning maybe half the amount of income. Because when you factor in the cost of driving to and from work, getting ready in the morning, doing the makeup, I know I used to spend hours doing makeup, you know, but pressing the clothes for work or getting your uniform ready or polishing your shoes and manicuring yourself, and then the commute to work and traffic, sometimes that cost isn't worth the job, you know. So being able, and somebody getting involved with Arbonne, is that something you can do and travel, or are you fixed? Are you fixed to a location?
Yeah. And that was a huge part of it for me, was I wanted to have freedom. I feel like I'm a gypsy and I don't like to be put down in one space. With Arbonne, you can quite literally do it anywhere. As long as you've got a device, a phone, an iPad, laptop, whatever it is, honestly, even word of mouth, because when we started 44 years ago, social media wasn't a thing. As long as you've got something to put orders in or to talk to people, then you can take this business quite literally anywhere. And yeah, you don't need to drive into the office every day. You can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, not everybody's social. Not everybody wants to be on camera. Not everybody's personable. You can have baseless social media accounts now and make millions of dollars. I just saw an Instagram reel with Patrick Bet-David, who's a big insurance guy in the U.S., sold his brokerage for $600 million. Now he's doing the social media rounds. And he said one of the biggest guys in his brokerage was making $4 million a year, almost double what the next highest broker was making. And he had 30,000 brokers. And he said that this older fella didn't have any social media. He just used his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cold call clients and follow up with clients and then meet in person for clients that were local. And I know that insurance industry, you can, you know, work across the U.S. or Canada. But just picking up the phone alone is enough to do business. So you're absolutely right, just with a cell phone. But cell phone now is a computer in your hand, or even more powerful. So let's get into the products at Arbonne. What are some of the products that you have? If you have any handy there, maybe you could show us and let the listeners know what they're getting involved with.
Absolutely. So like I said previously, we've been around for 44 years. What really brought me to Arbonne is we follow European standards. So all of our products follow European standards, which is much better than North American standards. Everything is also vegan, it's non-toxic, and it's cruelty-free. We're also a B Corporation, which is super cool. So we do sell nutrition, we sell skincare, baby care, hair care, men's skincare, bath and body. Basically anything that you could probably find at a supplement store or Shoppers Drug Marts, Loblaws, Sephora, et cetera, you can probably find on our site. but we just have really rad products with great certificates attached to them. I'm going to show you a couple of my favorite nutrition products in our best selling. So a lot of people hear about the Green Gut Glow, which is these products here. Basically our greens powder, our gut health that has prebiotic, probiotic digestive enzymes, and then a vegan collagen builder. You can see on all of the packaging, all of these phenomenal certificates. So really rad products with great certificates. Our number one selling SKU across the board, like with everything that we have, is our Energy Fizz. It comes in 7 different flavors. So you can choose. There's always limited edition flavors as well. Basically, it's 55 milligrams of natural caffeine, and it's loaded with botanicals and vitamins. So it's going to help with cognition as well. It's going to help to metabolize protein, carbs, and fats. It helps with insulin levels. So great for diabetics too. And then the last thing that I love, I mean, I love all of our stuff, but it's our protein. So the cool thing about our protein, and I know a lot of people quickly, as soon as they hear vegan, they're like, I'm out, I don't want it. But our protein is actually a complete protein, meaning it has all 9 essential amino acids. There is a blend of vegan protein. So if you're somebody that has stayed clear from it because you don't like the texture, the taste, because we have a blend, it's a lot easier to digest. It's a great smooth texture and tastes phenomenal. And there's also 20 minerals and vitamins in our blend. So get rid of all of those extra vitamins you have in your cupboard that you don't take anyways. It's going to be right there in your protein.
So how big is the product list at Arbonne?
Oh gosh, we have
hundreds,
over 400.
Thousands. 400.
We have over 400. Yeah.
That is awesome. So a lot of selection. Somebody getting, you know, watching, hopefully they reach out to you and at least have a chat. It's worthwhile having a chat because the number one tax saving strategy in Canada and the US is self-employment. And just by getting involved with Kendra, you can become self-employed. So somebody getting involved, what are some of the first steps, some of the first meetings you have with them to get them started on, for example, social media? I heard a great social media tip from somebody who was on one of our podcasts. He said, pick one social media channel and perfect it rather than trying to do all 58 or 100, whatever there is now. So somebody coming on board with you, what are the simple steps that they can do to get their business off the ground?
For sure. So what it looks like with me is you're immediately going to go and sign up as a consultant. I'm going to get a notification that you've signed up and instantly I'll connect with you. Whether we get on Zoom, we get on a phone call, we meet in person, whatever works best. We've created a really phenomenal onboarding system. So it's right on one landing page. There is everything you need from how to put your website in your Instagram bio, how to make a bio even, because a lot of people don't know how to do that. And then we've got a 10-day bootcamp that walks you through the steps to ensure you know everything you need to know about the business. Arbonne is really simple. Honestly, there's a few steps that you just need to consistently do over and over and over again. And one of the main things that we've done on our team where we find that we've been so successful is because we are heavy on the value. So I like to say that think of value as a bank account. So if you're constantly withdrawing from your bank account, you're eventually going to not have any money in there. If you're constantly putting money in, you're always going to have money to pull out. So I like to say that with value, if you're constantly giving value to your network, to your people, your friends, your family, you're always going to be able to pull out from them. So what I mean by that is if you're giving value, sales are always coming back to you. And it doesn't necessarily feel like a sale at that point because you've provided all of this free value. Now the person wants to shop with you. It's like, okay, Kendra just gave me all of these workouts for free for 30 days. Of course I want to buy that nutrition bundle from her. So it takes away from that icky feeling of like, oh, I'm social selling, because I know a lot of people feel that way. And then after you've gone through and done the onboarding, we set up a call again in a few days just to see how you're doing, set some goals. Do you want to be walk, jog, or sprinting? Where are you at? Like, what is your why for starting this business? And then I'm going to work alongside you. I like to say to my consultants that I'm never going to handhold you. I'm not going to chase you, but I will always match your energy. So it's really important for me to stay connected with my consultants and just see what their goals are, knowing that we change our goals month to month, and that's okay. But I'm always going to match your energy and make sure that I give you support to go alongside your goals.
One of the important things with teams is regular meetings. Do you have a regular Zoom call weekly, bi-weekly, monthly meetings with the team?
We've got We're so fortunate within our team. We actually have access to 3 calls per week. I say for my team, I know we're all busy. There's a lot of us that have kids, other things going on. If you can make one of those calls a week on Tuesday nights, then that is amazing. They are recorded. So even if you can't catch them, you can play them later on. Even just plug in an earphone while you're doing laundry or cooking dinner, whatever it is, like get on that team call. It's going to make a huge difference in your business. And we frequently have meetups. So I'm back and forth between Vancouver, Kelowna, because I do have team, honestly, all over, but predominantly in Vancouver and Kelowna. So I'll always make time and do fun things. It's not always need to sit down and do a work session. Sometimes it's let's just go for dinner. Let's go bowling or whatever to have that connection within the team.
Are they live events, the events that you have around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get those in the links below. We'll get the dates from Kendra and then have those posted as well for the next events coming up. Or maybe a link to your calendar for events where people can come and see you live and meet or meet some of the team, but also just to get in touch with you, I think would be great. Totally. Goal setting is a big thing. You know, side hustlers sometimes are, you know, pursuing that $1 million dream, so to speak. And they go in the first year and they make, you know, a couple hundred dollars. We work with a big group, Enagic, the water filter group. And one of the top guys there just surpassed $2 million in commissions. And the first 2 years, 12, 13 years ago, he called me, he was fired up about this product. And he said, man, I'm going to make $1 million. The first 2 years made zero, but he just kept going. He kept going. And they built some things on top of their business, kind of like what Arbon has built in, though. And that's what I like, you know, what I'm hearing about Arbon is they have all these training videos at disposal. But I think the best thing to do is reach up to your upline, you know, reach up to somebody that's done it, and then you can gauge yourself. We have people on our team, we're in the insurance industry as well. And I remember one company I was with prior, our team leader said, I don't care if you guys make more than me. He said, I'm comfortable. He said, I'm happy if you guys make more than me. You know, you gotta make more than your upline just to show them that you can do it.
Yeah, I want that. I tell my team all the time, please do more than what I'm doing. I never want you to look at like what my numbers are and thinks that's your cap. Like look at my numbers and use that as motivation to run past that.
Awesome. Awesome. So somebody that's been involved for a couple of years, you've been 4 years into it now. Some of your uplines probably been at it for 10 plus, you know, the higher you go up the chain. But people lower down on the chain, what are some of the big things they have to look forward to? Any big trips coming up, rewards that you can give us some examples?
So actually this past weekend, I was just at a vice president masterclass. So with Arbon, there's always masterclasses. So there is one coming up for area managers, which is the second level of management. That one is held online. Ours was actually just at Sparkling Hill. So I spent the weekend there learning and getting poured into by leaders that started way before me, like you said, 18 years in the business or 10 years, et cetera. So the area manager masterclass is coming up. We also have AIT trips. So these are trips that Arbon offers one time a year. It's an incentive that you get to earn this trip. So you get the full week, all inclusive, paid for. There's different levels of it. So you can do level one, the trip, level two, the trip plus flights. And then level three is trips plus flights and a little bit more money. This is a trip for you plus one other person. The earning period is still going on for this one. And we're going to Costa Rica in October, which is so exciting. So that happens one time a year. Another big one that's coming up is our global training conference in Las Vegas. That happens in June. And this is like all the glitz and the glam and so much fun, all new huge product launches and a really great time to connect with your teammates, whether they are in my direct team or sideline people that we haven't quite met yet, but of course you can learn from them. And then as the year goes on, we just hear more and more from Arbon of what events are coming up. There's always something though.
That's great. So a great place to connect with like-minded people, people that are going through the same struggles. You know, a lot of the people that just made it may still have a part-time job or a full-time job on the side. So it's a great place to connect. What is the opportunity for somebody who gives you a call today to make one of these trips? Have you seen it done? Have you seen people start and make the first big trip in their first year?
Yes, absolutely. When I
Possible.
first started, I only had, I think, 3 months left to earn the trip that was coming up. And I told myself in my head, I would never be able to earn that trip. I ran for it and worked as if I was going to earn it. But because I said that to myself, I didn't earn it. Of course, I didn't earn it. After that happened, I said, I'm going to earn every single one of these trips, no matter what. And since then, I have. We still have a couple months left to earn this one. And I've seen people earn these trips within a month. Do you have to work? Absolutely. Is it hard work? Absolutely. But if you've got the right mindset and the activity to go alongside with it, then you're going to earn these trips. And I think it's amazing because our team is so successful in earning these trips that you have all of these uplines that are continuously doing it trip after trip. So we can teach you what you need to do in order to earn them. So definitely available for anyone brand new. And the cool part is it doesn't matter if you've been in the business for 20 years or one day, we all earn it the exact same way. So I don't have an advantage over somebody that's starting today.
That is awesome. I love that about network marketing companies. They all copy off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, I believe, 600, over 600 network marketing companies on the Canadian Association that are members. And that's just the ones that are members. And a lot of them do the same things. A lot of them do trips. All the insurance companies that we work with do the same things for us. You know, we qualify for trips the same way. Our team has the same opportunity to qualify as we do as owners. And we tell them the exact same things. So somebody listening to this who's got a little bit of interest, maybe a lot of interest, what's the number one way to reach out to you? Social media or email?
On social media, my social media is just at Kendra.Leda, L-E-D-A. We'll put that in the links below there for you guys. But that's probably the easiest way. I'm on there all the time. I'm super responsive on there. And then we can definitely jump on a call, or I can even just send a recording super quick. It's like 15 minutes, exactly what Arbonne is, how you earn money, differences between retail stores and network marketing. But whichever you prefer, we can communicate that way.
Highly educated, highly knowledgeable. Reach out to Kendra. She'll get you started. Thanks a lot, Kendra, for coming on the Side Hustle podcast. You're exemplary of a side hustler, doing it
thank
for 4 years
you.
And lots of success. Hopefully some people reach out to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.